Namaste, my friends. Welcome back. Or if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. The Harmony Inspired Health Podcast brings you raw and real conversations from leaders in the industry about all things health, wellness, Ayurveda, and life. My name is Harmony, and I am your podcast host. I am an Ayurveda and integrative health practitioner who specializes in women's hormonal health, a registered nurse, and a business mentor. I'm on a mission to inspire, educate, and empower women to take charge of their health, wealth, and life. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much from my soul to yours. Before we jump into this soulful episode, I want to remind you that this episode is sponsored by my accredited program, Ayurveda Alchemist. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda holistic health coach. Ayurveda Alchemist is for women who are ready to embark on an epic personal development journey, immersing themselves in the wisdom of Ayurveda, learning how to optimize their health and well-being by addressing all aspects of self, including their physical body, mental and emotional health, and spirituality, whilst wholeheartedly stepping into their dharma, their purpose. This program is also for women who would love to get started with a fulfilling career in Ayurveda, and for already established health, wellness, and life coaches who want to create greater impact by offering a holistic framework that gets their clients exceptional and holistic results. This certification is what you need to step into the high-level practitioner that you were born to be and stand out from the coaching crowd. You will experience undeniable growth personally and professionally. You will be mentored by highly qualified facilitators, guest experts, and practitioners. Spots are strictly limited. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the lives of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to www.harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, beautiful people. Big warm welcome to all of our wonderful podcast listeners, and a warm welcome to all of the women in the Ayurveda Women's Health Sisterhood who are watching it live stream in the Facebook group. And if you're not already in there, come and join us so that we can carry these conversations on far after the podcast has finished. Today we have I think it's going to be a really popular episode. I have been asked about this topic multiple times, and so I have a professional coming to help us with this specific topic. And we're going to be speaking about Ayurveda for Radiant Skin, embracing a holistic approach. And we have the lovely Meghna Mistry with us to help us out on this topic. Meghna is an Ayurvedic consultant who has a passion for helping women overcome their acne concerns naturally and holistically. She's the creator of Bliss by Balance and empowers her clients to achieve optimal health, vibrant skin, and a fulfilled life through Ayurvedic wisdom. After having acne herself and choosing to follow Ayurvedic principles to resolve her acne holistically, she now guides others to improve their health, which is reflected in the glowing skin. She's also a qualified pharmacist with an Ayurvedic practitioner diploma and is currently undertaking a Vedic astrology course. I am so interested in Vedic astrology. It is so amazing. I went and saw a Vedic astrologist last time I was in Bali, and it was just mind-blowing. So can't wait to chat to you about that too. But welcome to the podcast, Meghna.
Sorry, I muted myself accidentally, but thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be chatting to you today.
You're welcome. I was like, uh-oh, I've scared her off. I'm glad you're still with us. To start the episode, I always start with my rapid inspiration question. So can you inspire us with what your superpower is?
So this was a bit of a difficult one, but I think it would be kind of noticing when something isn't right or isn't working and knowing that there's more out there. And the reason why I say this is because working as a pharmacist in the initial stages of my career, I did feel a bit stuck in a sense that I felt like there was more out there, and in terms of helping people and preventative measures and more of a holistic approach. So when I came across Ayurveda, I just felt like, okay, this is what I've been searching for. So I think knowing when something isn't right and also trying to make change and improvement and helping people through that, really, I think that would be one of my superpowers.
Totally. And I absolutely resonate with that. I'm a registered nurse and started my career in health. Well, before I was a nurse, actually, but I've been a nurse for over 18 years now. And I was the same. I just knew there was something more out there, you know, more whole and more substance to it. So I totally understand where you're coming from there. So who or what is inspiring you at the moment?
So I feel like I get inspired by a lot of people. So I don't have anyone in particular, but all my teachers, so, you know, the people that I've learned Ayurveda from, including Sanskrit teachers, and also people that have, I'm very inspired by people that have moved from Western medicine to Ayurveda. So even someone like yourself, who's a registered nurse, but even seeked more and actually went into it, because I don't know about in nursing, but as a pharmacist, I kind of got taught, like, you know, all these complementary and alternative meds, which it comes under, doesn't help. So yeah, like seeing a lot more of Ayurveda through people that are practicing Western medicine is really inspiring. And I love meeting other people in a similar boat to me. And I'd also say my clients inspire me. I have learned in Ayurveda that, you know, it's 50% the doctor or the consultant and then 50% the patient. So it's just about the patient also following their advice and guidance and listening to their own intuition. So yeah, I do get inspired by a range of people.
Wonderful. And do you have a favorite quote or mantra at the moment?
So I've always loved the quote by Mahatma Gandhi, which was, it's health that is real wealth and not pieces of gold and silver. And I guess that just reiterates the importance of health and, you know, health is everything, really. Without health, there's not much else. So it's important to focus on your health.
Absolutely. Wholeheartedly agree. So as an Ayurveda consultant with a background in pharmacy, how do you see Ayurveda differing from Western medicine in its approach to health and wellness in general? And we know there's like so much difference, but also what are the unique benefits that Ayurveda offers that your background in Western medicine as a pharmacist didn't offer?
Yeah, great question. I love this question. So firstly, I would say Western medicine tends to look at each organ and system individually. So you might go to your dermatologist for your skin, you might go to a rheumatologist for arthritis. But I love that Ayurveda looks at the body as a whole. And I think that's really important, because it can be difficult for a patient going to your dermatologist and they're just asking about your skin. They don't really understand how that might be linked to constipation or anxiety or, you know, other factors. So that's one of the key things that I noticed when I moved into the Ayurvedic world. Another thing is that Western medicine can be quite symptomatic treatment. So you're kind of just treating according to the symptoms. So you might be given an antibiotic for your acne, but it's not really digging into the root cause, like why are you getting the acne in the first place? It might not necessarily look at factors such as stress or, you know, the foods you're eating. So that's another key thing that I noticed. Mm. So in addition to that, with Ayurveda, I feel like it's more of a lifestyle change, and it's a whole, you know, it looks at your whole life, whereas Western medicine, I guess it's similar to the point above, you might just be given a tablet and then you know, you just continue taking that tablet even lifelong sometimes. And I would say lastly, the individualization of Ayurveda. So I think with the Vata Pitta Dosha concepts in Ayurveda, we can look at individuals a bit more, in a bit more detail, whereas Western medicine tends to be quite generic. there might be certain antibiotics or, you know, steroids for certain conditions that you're given, but it doesn't look at your metabolism or how that's going to affect your, how that medication might affect you in particular compared to someone else.
Yeah, I love how Ayurveda really takes into account our individual bioconstitution. It's so important when we're addressing anything in our lives, because we are all so unique, we're so different, and we have these different energies about us, and therefore our treatment should all be individualized. So I really love how Ayurveda does that. I'm curious, in your practice, have you been able to use any of your pharmacy skills and knowledge to incorporate with your Ayurvedic wisdom to help your clients?
Yeah, so I think having the pharmacy background helps in a sense. Like, I guess I would understand the Western treatment methods. And it's also important to know when Western medicine might be preferred. So it's not that Western medicine is a bad thing at all. It's just that different scenarios. Obviously, if it's an emergency situation or, you know, it would be preferred to go to Western medicine in some cases. So I think noticing, having the right questions to ask the client, and noticing, you know, whether it might be something more serious and might require some Western medicine help.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I'm so grateful that I've done Western medicine training, because I think we can really understand their system as well and where it can be benefit. And we can also understand what the patient has been through if they've journeyed through that system and now are seeking holistic treatments through an Ayurvedic practitioner or a holistic healthcare coach or something like that. So I think it allows us to really see the best of both worlds, but we can also see the limitations and be able to titrate the individual's treatment plan even more so according to their actual needs. And I think also just from a collaboration point of view, being able to refer, know who to refer to or when to refer to is also really useful, having both the Western medical and the Eastern medicine is really positive. I know you speak a lot about the skin gut connection, and it's so important. And, you know, Ayurveda is all about our gut health and our Agni, our digestive fire, and how everything relates. Like every system, as you mentioned before, really is all interconnected, because we are a whole being. We don't have these separate little systems. We're all one big system inside of us. So could you please explain how these two aspects are related and how addressing gut health can have a positive impact on your skin condition?
Yeah, definitely. I love the concept of Agni. It's just, you know, the foundation of Ayurveda. And I do feel like the concept of Agni is closely linked to gut health. And I've always, you know, learned that if you're eating the right foods but your body's not digesting it well, you know, you're going to produce toxins that's going to circulate throughout the body. So when digestion is working well, your body is able to remove, to basically separate your nutrition from your waste products, and, you know, eliminate toxins through the waste channels. And the nutritious part of food, Ahara Rasa, circulates throughout the body, and you know, this is the essence of the food. So when it circulates throughout the body, it nourishes all the body systems, and, you know, the first two dhatus are related to skin. So when those are nourished, it shows in the skin, you know, as radiant glowing skin. And ultimately ojas, which is the, you know, the byproduct of all of the dhatus, that's what gives you that glow. So I guess your gut health is the first point of that journey, really. So, you know, like I said, when your body's digesting the food well, those nutritious, you know, nutritious part goes into the circulation, and what gives you that glow. And also in terms of pitta, there's two types of pitta that are important for your skin. So Pachaka Pitta is in your stomach. So again, that's where your initial digestion happens. And then Bajra Kapita is what affects your skin. So if there are imbalances in your Bajra Kapita, that's what can cause abnormalities in your skin, such as acne or even like eczema, psoriasis. So that's also important to know. So a lot of it does come down to pitta imbalances when it's to do with acne. But yeah.
Beautiful. And just for those who may be new and to Ayurveda listening to this, so when Meghna is talking about the dhatus, that's roughly translated in English to the tissues of the body. And the first two are rasa dhatu, which is the lymphatic system. And then we have rakta dhatu, which is the blood. And the three doshas is the vata, pitta, and kapha dosha. And each of those three doshas have five sub-doshas. So Meghna was mentioning if the sub-doshas of pitta are out of balance, that can manifest in your skin, like skin conditions such as acne or psoriasis or anything like that. And talking about acne, Meghna, I'd love to go into your personal journey of overcoming acne through Ayurvedic principles. Could you share some specific Ayurvedic practices or remedies that you found particularly effective in improving your skin's health and boosting your confidence?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. So firstly, I would say it's important to stay patient and kind of know that everything happens for a reason. And I say this because when I had acne, it was while I was studying Ayurveda. So for me, it kind of came at a good time because while studying, I did learn that if you don't treat it the correct way, the toxins can basically recirculate somewhere else and cause further damage, really, or, you know, cause other conditions. So for me, like the key thing that I learned is try to stay patient and just, you're on a journey. So just go through the journey and there will be light at the end of the tunnel. I know it can be quite, it can affect your self-confidence and it can be quite difficult to have, but just stay positive firstly is one thing. Because it's kind of related to pitta imbalance, it can also be pitta kapha, but personally I had a bit of a vata imbalance at the time as well, so it was a bit more tricky to manage, but mainly I did go on a pitta reducing diet. So this is things like cutting out certain foods such as tomatoes, spicy foods, fried foods, as these all have heating properties and they can increase the pitta in the body. Also, at the stage that I had acne, I was also in a stressful job, and I would sometimes, although I've learned that I should have regular meals and listen to my appetite, I'd sometimes be so busy with work that I would forget to eat or I would just skip lunch. And, you know, in Ayurveda, this is not recommended. One of the key principles in Ayurveda is that you should listen to your hunger. If you're hungry, you should eat. Drink when you're thirsty and rest when you're tired. So it's important to sometimes just slow down and listen to your body, because we might be so focused in a job or just busy that we don't even realize that we're hungry. Like there would be days where I'd be working and it would be 3 o'clock and I'd even forgotten that, oh my God, I need to eat. And only when I think about it, I'm like, oh, actually I am hungry. So I think it's important to take regular breaks and just check in with yourself, even if that means like setting an alarm every, like, I don't know, 3 times a day, just a little 30 second check-in, just to remember to just ask yourself, like, how am I feeling right now? I think that's really important. Because a lot of acne, one of the main causes of acne is stress. So it's important to try and help improve your stress levels. A few additional things. Oh, sorry.
And I was just going to say, like, that is such an important thing to note, that stress contributes to acne. Are you able to explain a little bit more on how it contributes to acne, just for our listeners going, how's that connection?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So when you're stressed, your digestion isn't functioning as well. So your focus is elsewhere. So your heat. So when you're hungry, your digestive fire, which Agni we call in Ayurveda, your digestive fire is stimulated and ready to digest food, whereas when you're stressed, your emotions might be all over the place. So like you might have more fire in your head, or like more heat in your head. So you're not able to kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. You're not able to
metabolize and break.
Yeah, exactly. And it affects your cortisol levels, which affects your digestion as well. So as it all comes back to digestion as well.
Yeah. And the raised cortisol levels will also affect your blood sugar imbalances. And again, it will affect the sebum production in your skin, so that the excess oil can contribute and will also throw out your hormonal balance, which we know is really important for skin health as well. So stress works on so many little ways to sabotage our skin. It's like through impacting gut health, through impacting hormones, through impacting like gut health, our Agni, our metabolism of our nutrients, how we absorb the nutrients, our oil production and our skin cells. And yeah, so much. So thank you for bringing that up. And one of the other things you did mention, did you have some more points that you were going to speak about?
Yeah, so just on the stress issue, actually, another thing is that your skin does hold unresolved emotions in your connective tissues under your skin. So it's important to help release your emotions as well. So yeah, that's another just a point relating to skin and stress. I do have a few more tips if you want me to go into those. Yeah. So Abhyanga is another good thing that can help calm the body, especially when you're stressed. And topical application of certain products, so things like turmeric, sandalwood, rose, they all have cooling properties, and turmeric in particular actually has antibacterial properties. So I did used to apply a paste on my face just to help with that as well. A few like kind of non-Ayurvedic thing would be alcohol spray. I did spray alcohol on my pillow just to, you know, kill any bacteria, or because sometimes when you're sleeping on that same pillow, I'd always have acne on a particular side of my face. So I was told by, I can't remember who told me, but someone told me to spray alcohol on my pillow. So I did do that for a little while. And a couple more things. So I think good sleeping habits is important. And, you know, with Dinacharya, which is daily routine, it's important to wake up at a good time, sleep at a good time, and follow good practices. And ultimately, that helps you to stay balanced in Ayurveda. And so during the time when my acne was quite bad, I was also exercising quite heavily. So I had a personal trainer and I was exercising. And I did learn in Ayurveda that this could be pitta aggravating, especially when your body is already under stress and you're exercising heavily. But I think I was at a stage where I just wanted to, you know, get fit and, you know, stay healthy. But it was a big step for me to stop doing that. But when I did do it, I think that's one of the biggest things that I noticed improving my skin. Like quite soon after I stopped PTing, I noticed my skin improving. And I know it's a combination of everything, all those points that I mentioned. But it just shows that even if it's a small thing you're changing, it does have a big impact on your health.
And did you take any Ayurvedic herbs or supplements?
Yes. Sorry, I forgot to mention that one. But yes, I took, I was taking some ashwagandha, some datri, and a few others. And those were recommended I was seen at that time by an Ayurvedic consultant myself. So those were recommended by her.
Did you take any guruchi?
No, I didn't take that one actually. Yeah.
That's a good one for skin and for pitta inflammation.
Okay, yeah.
Amazing. So you did mention as well that obviously acne and skin conditions can really affect your self-esteem and mental well-being. So are you able to share with us either how you overcome having low self-esteem around this time, as you had mentioned, or how you help your clients even with this?
Yeah. So one of the things that I did do is when I looked in the mirror, and if I did feel a bit like, oh no, when is this going to go? I did just tell myself, just be patient, you're still beautiful. Like, it's all about your inner self as well. It's not just how you look on the outside, and it's a temporary thing. And just, you know, like I said earlier, understanding you're on a journey. There is a connection between your mind and your gut health. And, you know, like when you're nervous, you might lose your appetite. So that's just one example of, you know, how it shows. So I think when you do start improving your gut health, you would feel better in your mind as well. So that will come over time. And I guess one of the reasons for this is, so the different doshas, Vata, Pitta, Kapha, they can show up as physical symptoms in your body, but they can also show up as mental emotions. So for example, someone with a Pitta imbalance could be frustrated, angry, aggressive. So these are all like emotions. So naturally, when with Ayurvedic treatment, I guess the goal is to get your imbalanced dosha back to balance. So once your Pitta, for example, is balanced, those emotions will also improve as part of the process, really. And that's why Ayurveda is holistic. So again, just as it's a slow but steady journey, just hang on in there, really. And I did also visualize and just sometimes just close your eyes and just imagine yourself having clear skin and just feeling good. Yeah.
Beautiful. You did mention the doshas, and I know that you do work with women to help them feel really beautiful inside and out and help them with their skin, and you also empower them to make the right health choices for themselves. So how are you tailoring Ayurvedic recommendations to suit the unique needs of each individual, considering factors like their dosha imbalances for specific skin concerns?
Yeah. So I think the most important thing is about understanding the client. And this shows another difference between Western medicine and Ayurveda, is the initial consultation with an Ayurvedic practitioner would normally be, you know, minimum 45 minutes to an hour. And that's because we're really digging into the patient's life, their habits, their emotions, what they like, what they dislike, and just get a whole overview of what's going on in their life. So I think understanding the patient really helps to. So firstly, you would assess the signs and symptoms as well. So figure out what dosha is causing that imbalance. So, you know, if it's something, if the patient also has like acidity, heartburn, is angry, you know, these are signs of like Pitta imbalances. Whereas if someone is presenting with acne but is also has a few Vata symptoms such as constipation, has eczema as well as acne, or like, you know, dry flaky skin, so then you would kind of tailor the advice to balance the Vata as well as the Pitta. So I would also then provide, you know, look at their lifestyle. So for example, for myself, when I was exercising heavily, I would advise, if, you know, if I had a client that was doing the same, I would advise them, you know, cut out the heavy exercise and maybe do something light, like a light walk, Pilates or yoga, something a bit more, not as strenuous. And I think also it's important to have regular meetings with the clients to monitor their progress and coach them through different difficulties that they've had. Like, it's not always a straightforward journey. You're not always just given advice and taking it all straight away, right? So it's about trial and error. And I think the main thing as well is listening to the patient. So that way you're able to prioritize what factors need to be improved first, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And you've already given us lots of little tips throughout this conversation, but for women who are maybe feeling a little bit insecure with their skin, or they just want to they feel like they've tried everything. What would you say to them if you could give them one tip today of where they could try something new or try an Ayurvedic practice? What's the one most important recommendation you would give them to start?
That's a difficult one. I would say listen to your intuition, or try to listen to yourself. Like, I think deep down we all know what's right, what's wrong. And there's a quote in Ayurveda, I don't want to get this wrong, but Prajna Parada. And it basically means like your wisdom and listening to your own wisdom. And if something isn't right, or you know it's not right, then if you're still doing it and knowing it's not right, then that's wrong. Because if you didn't know, then fair enough. But if you know and it's wrong, so I think just trusting yourself and listening to yourself is really important.
So if you know that eating lots of fried foods is not helping your skin, but you're still doing it, that's a way. It's taking the action that can be difficult, isn't it? And sometimes that's why you do need to work with someone, so you have that accountability, that motivation. And, you know, countless times I've had women come to me who are in the health and wellness field, and they go like, I know all this, but I just needed you to tell me, or just give me like this protocol, you know, so I just go and do it. But in saying that, a lot of women who have more of the inflammatory skin conditions, like the pitta skin conditions, they're really good to work with, because pitta people are very structured. Like, you give them a list and they go do it. It's more like the vata, the dry sort of skin type people that you're working with. They're sometimes they don't like to follow rules. So it depends on the client as well. And kapha people, they're a little bit like, have you done this yet? They're like, oh, I'm getting to it. You know, I'm getting to it. And you're like, I'll do it now. Very dependent on even like the treatment protocol, how it's going to play out depending on your dosha. So your individual bioconstitution just accounts for so much in everything you do in life, including your skincare regime.
Yes, definitely.
And so you are also undertaking a Vedic astrology course. So I am so curious about this. I mean, tell me anything about Vedic astrology. I've never been so interested in, you know, the astrology that we go by, as in, is it the Chinese astrology? Like, just the general astrology we have in the West. It's never really resonated with me. And everyone loves to be like, oh, I'm Taurus this and Pisces this and all that. And it's sort of never resonated. But the Vedic astrology is so in-depth and so on point. It's fascinating, but I don't have a lot of knowledge or wisdom in that area. So you could share with me anything about that. I'm so interested to hear, but I'm also interested to hear how you're going to, or are you going to bring astrology, Vedic astrology, into your Ayurvedic practice?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm also really interested in astrology, especially when I came across Vedic astrology, because I thought, oh, this links in great with Ayurveda. And Vedic astrology is like a sister science to Ayurveda, so they are very closely linked. And with Vedic astrology, you can see how the different signs link to the doshas, so you can use the birth chart to help determine constitution. So for example, like, I'm a Libra, and Libra, Gemini and Aquarius are associated with the Vata dosha, and I'm quite a Vata person, so it kind of just helps confirm what I already thought my dosha was. And also like the different planetary positions. So the birth chart in Ayurveda, I think there's two different types. There's the South Indian and North Indian, I believe that's how they differentiate. And one of them, it splits the chart into like 12 different sections. And then it looks at your planets when you were born, like where your planets were at that point. And each house, I guess this part is kind of similar to Western astrology, but each house is related to a different part of your life. And they also look at the planets and, you know, for example, Jupiter might be related to something. I can't remember the top of my head, but so for example, like finance or relationships or something like that. So it kind of helps to understand a person better. And that's what I would hope to use it in my practice for, in a sense that it would help me determine the constitution, and it would also help me provide better treatment to the patients, just through understanding their birth chart, really. And I still have a lot to learn on that topic, so I'm really excited to get through the course. But yeah, like, I'm sure I can share more at some point when I have more information.
Yeah, it was fascinating for me, because I think in Western astrology, like, I'm a Pisces, but in Vedic astrology, I think it was like Sagittarius, and I was under Jupiter, and the fire element was really dominant when I was born. I was right on the cusp in Vedic astrology as well. Like, it was a hard chart to read, but it was just so interesting, everything that sort of came out of that. Also, I was also given like a mantra from that. So the Om Gan Ganapataye Namaha. But And then I was like, oh yeah, you know, I resonate with that. You know, I love Ganeshi and all this. And I have like a lot of the Ganeshi statues of him sitting. But the astrologist was like, no, you need the dancing Ganeshi, because you need to move energy and fire like that. So it was just so interesting. Oh, wow. Yeah, it was so in depth, and I was really, really excited by it when I heard it all. So, yeah.
No, that sounds great. And to be honest, I just had another thought. So I think Vedic astrology looks more at the moon rather than the sun as well. So that's one of the key differences.
Yeah. I was just sort of looking at, because I had my notes here from it, and it was Sagittarius, born under Jupiter. And it goes through like the cycles of your life as well, and I guess helps also bring some clarity to what you're doing with your life, if that makes sense.
Yes, definitely. And I believe there's also 27, I think it's nakshatas, I might got that word wrong, but it's 27 different charts, so it goes into more detail of different aspects as well. So it's quite detailed, probably compared to Western astrology.
Very, very detailed. Well, congratulations on studying that. That's exciting. And I look forward to learning more about Vedic astrology from you.
Thank you.
Where can our listeners find you at the moment?
So I'm on Instagram, bliss.by.balance. So Bliss by Balance is my business name. So feel free to reach out on Instagram.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your wisdom with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. If you missed the intro and jumped straight to the episode, don't forget that my Ayurveda Alchemist program is open for enrollment via application. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda lifestyle and wellness coach and will help you up-level your health and wellness business. You'll gain access to the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda and graduate with a knowledge of how to incorporate this timeless wisdom and holistic framework into your business so that you can create greater impact and boldly step into the high-level practitioner you know you can be. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the life of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and staying right to the end. Let's take our relationship a little further and connect in the world of socials. Follow me personally on Instagram at harmony.inspired.ayurveda. My women's health clinic on Instagram is harmony_inspired_health. Or join our Facebook community, the Ayurvedic Soul Sister Tribe. Reach out on any of those channels and let me know if you enjoyed the episode, what type of episodes you would like to hear more of in the future, or simply just swing by and say hi. And don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much, my friends, from my soul to yours.